Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. If you could you tell the rain to go away? We need some sunshine.
I wish I could. I'm ready for it to go away.
Let's talk about Lansing Urgent Care. Give us the background on the business. What gave you the idea to open your first location and take us from day one to where you are now?
Well, my husband is a physician, as you know, and I have a pretty strong business background. And so, you know, we just got the idea because we kind of, you know, my husband worked in urgent care for a long time, and we saw what was around in the area, and we just thought that we could do it better. We felt that we could just bring a really exceptional healthcare experience to Lansing, and, you know, just a place where people could be seen in a warm and friendly environment. And that just kind of was the driving kind of idea behind us starting.
Did you find through your experiences and your husband's experiences that the visits by folks to these places just was just not a good thing?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I think that not that necessarily that they were bad, but just that they could be a lot better. That, you know, that often, you know, places are understaffed, there's long wait times, and, you know, people, because they're understaffed, the staff may be stressed out, you know, for having to deal with a large volumes of patients. So I don't, you know, I don't want to go ahead and say that patients' experience were bad at other places, but we just thought we could give patients a better experience.
Talk about when you first opened up the Lansing Urgent Care in your location, the first location. There was a lot of work hours to be had, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We were open 81 hours a week, which we still are open that amount. And we just started with four of us. My husband, who was the physician, myself, who I actually worked another job. I worked for GE and then simultaneously worked at the urgent care, and my mom, who's a nurse, and my dad. And that's what we did for 8 months until we could afford to hire our first employee.
How was that experience?
You know, it was great. It was we really got a chance to, because it was just us, you know, we really got a chance to refine our processes and, you know, make sure that everything was operating smoothly before we brought another person or other people on board in order to train them. So, you know, it got us to, you know, a chance to spend a lot of great time with my parents, too.
When opening a business, you always hear location, location, location. That Frandor location seems to have gone pretty well. What made you decide to move in there?
Well, you know, we felt that it was an untapped market as far as urgent care was concerned. There really wasn't, at the time that we opened, another urgent care in the area. A lot of people were driving, living in the area, were driving quite a ways to get seen in an urgent care. Plus, you know, Frandor is very busy just by the nature of all the shopping there alone. So we felt that it would be a good fit for us.
Catherine, I think something else that you did that a lot of other businesses are looking into, especially healthcare businesses, is the fact that you went paperless. I've been in your facility before, and you're not a client. I've had my kids in there, and there's no paper anywhere. That had to be a great cost savings and time saver.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we started out initially with a hybrid system that was part paper and part electronic, and we realized that it just wasn't working for us. You know, we knew that it was just going to make us that much more efficient to go completely paperless, and so that's why we made that transition. And, you know, that's why we can see so many patients a day and still keep our door-to-door times around 56 minutes. So going paperless was a great thing, and it's much more convenient for the patients, too. We can do things like fax their prescriptions, you know, email and or fax their notes to their primary care provider. So it's really a great benefit for not only us but our patients.
How long did it take you to go from the transition from paper to non-paper?
Well, there was a lot of work up front. When we picked our new system, there was a lot of work up front, kind of just customizing the system to how we wanted it. But then we just picked a day in August a couple years ago, and we flipped the switch. And the first couple weeks were hard. You know, there was definitely a learning curve. But overall, it was a relatively easy transition.
The experience in coming to your facility is also interesting from the fact that you have free Wi-Fi. There's TVs in every patient room. There are toys for kids. So you're trying to do everything you can. It's almost like going to your home doctor, if you will.
Right, exactly. You know, it's very important to us, and, you know, our vision for creating this was making the patient feel that they were in, you know, a very warm and comforting environment, and we just felt that those added benefits were going to, you know, the TVs especially, like, just kind of you know, relaxing the patients, because a lot of patients get nervous when they come to see the doctor. So that just kind of follows our vision, those types of things.
How is your pricing in accordance with when you go to the hospital? Emergency room visits are very costly.
Yeah, there's a study out that going to the emergency room is about 750% more expensive than going to an urgent care.
So it's more cost-effective in some instances.
In probably every instance, because with urgent care, with a privately owned urgent care, we do not charge a facility fee, whereas at the hospital, when you go to the emergency room, there's a facility fee, and then there's also a fee to see the physician. So, you know, typically to the walk through the door at the ER, no matter what you're seen for, it's about $1,000. You know, to walk through the door at Lansing Urgent Care, you know, it's depending on what you get, you know, it's around $100 and, you know, to $200, depending on what you're seeing.
And you recently opened a new facility in Okemos.
Right. We opened a new facility just about a year ago, and it's really going well. We've got a great location with great visibility, and the community has really seemed to embrace us there.
Do you plan to open a third?
We're thinking about it. You know, we're really focused on quality, so we really weigh additional facilities heavily, the thought of doing that, because we really want to make sure that anything that we open is going to be a really quality experience for the patient.
And then before I let you go, Catherine, I also noticed that you really, not only are you active in the community, involved in a lot of charity events, but your marketing and advertising is a focal point, and I notice a lot of other folks who are in your business don't do that. How much does that help you grow your business?
Oh, I mean, I think it has helped us grow tremendously. You know, it's really important to get the word out there about your business, you know, so you can drive a customer base to it. And I think that the community has really embraced our advertising, because it kind of pokes fun at, you know, a lot of the reasons why people come to urgent care. And we have people that tell us that they look forward to our new campaigns that come out every month. So that's great that the community likes it so much.
When you found out that you were named an healthcare entrepreneur of the year, what'd you think?
We were really surprised, actually, and very excited and just very honored. There were some other great awardees that night who've been in business a lot longer than us and who maybe are a lot well-known in the Lansing area, and we were just really honored to share the stage with them that night.
Catherine, thanks so much. Congratulations on the award. Much success with your business, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Great. Thank you.